But I've seen women's shoes look like that. And, you know,
a lot of the casual shoes are looking a lot like.
Then what about hairstyles, different kinds of hairstyles?
Short and long.
Short.
Yeah. Like the shag used to be in it, it was popular.
What was that?
Kind of when you had bangs and the hair was sort of medium length, you know, about to your face, around your ears, and then it goes down a little longer in the back.
Yeah.
It's cutting a lot of different lengths. And then like mine, angel wings.
What's that? Fly back, sort of?
Yeah. Okay. Just wings.
That's why most of the girls around here wear it.
Yeah, it's sort of going off by, it started with Farrah.
Yeah.
Got her hair like that. But I didn't do it, when it first came out, I didn't want my hair like that. And the hairdresser said, come on, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with Farrah, I think it would look good on me. I said, okay. Because I had let my hair grow out real long. And I had just let my bangs grow back out from the shag because I had a shag.
Yeah.
From that style again. I just let it get out real long again and then they cut my butt because I didn't want to cut them again. I was like, maybe, but I really enjoyed them. And then, right now the most popular style is just cut it short and just blow dry it. Blow dry it back.
Yeah.
That's the same for men. Men just cut it short and blow dry it back.
That man's hair is getting shorter. Shorter. Down in West Palm, it's such a difference. Like here, you never see anybody with no hair down their shoulders hardly, but a man in West Palm, you rarely see anybody, you know, with their ears showing. Really weird.
I'm one of the strange people. I like long hair on guys if it's not real, real long,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And if they keep it clean and neat,
yeah.
You know, if they keep it combed or something, I can stand with them greasy hair.
Oh,
yuck.
Okay. And in Enterprise, do you have any, what are the major sections of the city? Do you have any sections that you might call names?
Yeah. Bigger quarters.
Really?
Yeah, bigger quarters, that's right. Most of the black people live. And then we have, like the country club, around the country club, is the higher class, the rich people live. And, there's just different sections of, like, most of the doctors live in the country club, the doctors and stuff like that. And then we have a section where a lot of the teachers live, school teachers. And that's over behind one of the elementary schools. And that's mostly, you know, and then they're just the residential, you know, just where middle class people live, is over close to the high school, back behind, in front of the high school. Before you get downtown, about 2 blocks from downtown. And then most of the lower class people live on
so we were talking about different neighborhoods and Enterprise. And you mentioned nigger quarters being where the blacks stay. Mm-hmm. Are there any other ethnic areas where different nationality groups stay?
Well, we get a lot of people coming in from Fort Walker, you know. So they usually live on base, you know, Fort Walker.
Okay.
And those that don't, you know, that come in just where they usually just live, you know, doing bosses just anywhere. And we can't afford to live in a country club or something like that, you know, so we're just anywhere, you know, the middle class people live.